This is 101.9 High FM News.
In the headlines this hour, Pharaoh signs workforce reduction bill into law, a number of plagues batter the land, and Hebrew Transport Authority announces new Red Sea rapid transit system. Good morning. This is your Pesach edition news. In your international news this hour, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt and protector of the realm, has signed the controversial workforce reduction bill into law. The new law stipulates that all the male children born to the Israelite slaves shall be thrown into the River Nile and fed to the crocodiles. Defense Minister Duwatai said has supported the bill, stating that it is in the best interests of national security. Critics of the law pointed out, however, that this could lead to massive labor shortages in the future and will have a negative effect on the economy. Meanwhile, Egypt has signed a deal with the Hittite Principality to import drinking water after the Nile's water inexplicably turned to blood last week. 20,000 deni of water will be imported by the end of the month. Scientists are baffled by the water's sudden transformation and warn that it could lead to major health hazards. Egyptian Minister of Magic, Ahmed Ful, said that this is just a temporary situation that his magicians could easily replicate, so there's nothing to worry about. In other news, the government has declared a state of emergency after reports surfaced of royal officials and citizens alike having to flee their homes last night after it was overrun by wild beasts. There have been reports of citizens being attacked by prides of lions, herds of buffalo, troops of monkeys and other vicious animals for the last few days. The Royal Council of Advisors are set to meet with Pharaoh later today to discuss the situation. Staying with news plaguing the land, CEO of Pyramid Power, Shukin Hura, has announced that his engineers cannot explain the current blackout. He says, however, that they are working on it. He said that this was not load shedding and he does not believe that his company is responsible, as the sun is also affected. Pyramid Power says that even though they cannot break the sun, they will work around the clock until the situation is rectified. And representatives of the Israelite slaves, Moses, has entered negotiations with Pharaoh to negotiate the future of the Israelite slaves. Moses is demanding that Pharaoh must let his people go, threatening dire consequences if he doesn't. Pharaoh's office released a statement saying that they will not be threatened and that the slaves are here to stay. And finally, in your good news, the Hebrew Transport Authority has announced that they will be testing the new Red Sea Rapid Transit System at the end of the month. They say that the new transit system will be a marvel of divine engineering, combining the utility of a highway with the aesthetics of an aquarium. Free access will be granted to all who arrive on the opening day. Looking at your financial indicators, the Royal Storehouse is trading at 5 kites of gold to 1 Greek drachma, 2 kites of gold to the Canaanite coin, 16 shemti of gold to the Ethiopian birr. Grain is trading at 478 gold kites and 23 silver rings per gross deben. Beer is trading at 12 gold kites and 6 silver rings per deni. In your royal weather today, the Valley of Kings will be a very hot 31 with plenty of sunshine. Pitom will be a partly cloudy 29 degrees. Ramses will be a scorching 38 and Memphis will be a humid 37 degrees. Candlelighting time for Pesach tonight is at 5:27 p.m. Candlelighting time for Pesach tomorrow night is at 6:16 p.m. from a pre-existing flame, and Yom Tov will be at 6:15 p.m. on Wednesday. In your thought for the hour, Egyptian proverb: a camel does not tease another camel about his humps. For High FM Pesach edition news, I am Lindu Mkwanazi.